On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
There are calls for the former boss of BHS to help fund his former employees' pensions following the collapse of the retailer. Sir Philip Green has been criticised in a damning report by a group of MPs. He's yet to respond, but told a Commons committee last month he'd help workers who've lost out.
We will sort it, we will find a solution, and I want to give an assurance to the 20,000 pensioners. I'm there to sort this in the correct way.
The Prime Minister says the circumstances surrounding the collapse of BHS are deeply concerning. The Ashford branch of BHS closed over the weekend. Another four stores in Kent are set to close over the next 4 weeks.
KMFM News.
Two people are dead and 16 others as young as 12 are injured after a shooting at a Florida nightclub. The venue in Fort Myers was hosting a teen night when violence broke out. Three people have been arrested. The travel chaos we saw heading to the Port of Dover over the weekend is being blamed on French authorities not providing enough staff to do security checks. Nicholas got our report for the update.
Well, the queues started building pretty much as soon as the big summer getaway began on Friday evening. French authorities have increased border controls following recent terror attacks on the other side of the channel, but that led to huge delays on the A20 and M20 over here. Helen Keeler and her family took 12 hours to travel just 2.5 miles.
We went into town because we haven't had any food for 12 hours. We joined the back of the queue at 8:30 this morning. And between then and 8:30 this evening, we'd had one rice cake each and 5 kettle chips. So we were so hungry that we decided to leave the coach.
Many spent the night in their vehicles while others passed the time having a sing-along.
Shutters. Not great, but got to get on with it, haven't you?
Can't really see why it has to be like this, because not much you can do, is there?
It's completely chaotic.
Dover MP Charlie Elphick has called the situation entirely unacceptable and says work needs to be done to make sure it doesn't happen again.
It was all completely avoidable.
What we should have seen is we should have seen Highways England and the Port of Dover and Eurotunnel to a lesser extent know that this situation is coming up and plan for it.
P&O Ferries say they understand why security checks have been stepped up but are now liaising with authorities in France to make sure enough staff are available to deal with it.
Dan Bridget, head of communications at P&O Ferries. Tens of thousands of people use the Port of Dover on a busy day. It would be totally unacceptable if there was any repeat of what happened at the weekend, and that can be resolved relatively easily by the simple process of putting more boots on the ground at the security checks which the French authorities run at the port.
There have been warnings of further delays over the coming days.
KMFM News.
Firefighters are currently tackling a fire at a bungalow in Whitstable. The blaze has broken out in a property along South Street near to the Tesco Superstore. It's not thought anyone's been hurt and the cause is not yet known. A body's been found in the search for a 19-year-old man who disappeared while swimming off Camber Sands. Lifeboat crews from Dungeness were called to help colleagues in Sussex after reports of several people in trouble in the water yesterday afternoon. Two others were pulled to safety.
KMFM News.
We need to be doing more to keep children in Kent safe from sexual abuse, according to a leading children's charity. It comes after the number of reports of sex abuse against children under 13 in the county almost trebled in the last 4 years. 282 young people were targeted in the year to March, compared with 76 in 2012-13. Alan Wardle from the NSPCC says technology is leaving children vulnerable to new types of abuse.
Parents need to talk to older children about how to keep themselves safe online, to make sure they know who they're talking to online, with teenagers not to be sending images of themselves to friends or boyfriends or girlfriends on the internet.
And Strictly bosses say they're always willing to work on outfits with the dancers. It's after Ola Jordan claimed she was banned from wearing catsuits because bosses thought they were too revealing. The 33-year-old left the show in 2015 after 10 series.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football and the new England manager Sam Allardyce says it's too early to say if Wayne Rooney will continue as his captain. He's been speaking to the media for the first time since replacing Roy Hodgson. He also thinks a move to introduce a gap in the domestic fixtures would help everyone involved.
I've been an advocate of that for the last 10 years or more. The demand physically and mentally on players is enormous. it would help the Premier League and it would help us at international level if that was one of the first things we could try and achieve.
Meantime, Gillingham's latest signings told KMFM he thinks the side have the ability to be promoted this season. Ex-Liverpool, West Ham and Leicester City defender Paul Konchesky's been speaking after featuring in the weekend's pre-season friendly at Barnet.
I want to be in a team, a successful team, and if I can bring my experience for some of these young lads and as a club, hopefully we can go a long way this year.
Jules are back in action tomorrow night against Dartford. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.